Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm tired.
I didn't sleep hardly any last night. I haven't slept in days.
I'm ready to go. Open them gifts. Gifts. Not gifts. Gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Some old school nudes.
What?
Wait, just wait. It'll download. It's got to finish downloading. Just hang on a second.
Old school nudes.
I see a booby.
I get, oh my God, is that a carrot?
One of the very first things that I ever saw on the internets, because we were alive when the internets got invented, you know.
Yeah.
One of the very first things I saw was, it was this woman, and there was a wooden stool, like a bar stool, on the stage, and she's dancing around it, and she's doing a little stripper routine thing. Then all of a sudden, she steps up onto that stool and then squats. And when she did, an entire bass fell out of her onto that stool. And I thought,
like a fish,
yeah. And I thought, oh my God, where are we going from this point? Like, that's what the internet is? That is disgusting.
That's her opening move?
No, she stripped.
Oh, she did strip.
Yeah, so she's dancing around with a bass in
what?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, and that was back before they had where you could fix videos and stuff like that. I mean, it was a thing. It looked like maybe it was in a foreign country, though.
Yeah, they always are. Like, the have you ever seen the ping pong girl?
Oh, I've seen the ping pong
Yeah,
girl.
That was in a foreign land.
Mm-hmm. In the foreign lands.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for Share Funny today.
Yeah, so that was it.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I remember looking up, like, so if I go on the internet, I can see this Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee video. And then realizing once you went on the internet, this is a lot of nothing. This is worth jack.
The internet or the video?
The video.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
You're not missing a single thing. Couple shots, her naked.
Most of the celebrity ones are boring, I feel like.
You know, that was stolen. As famous as it is, it was stolen from them while they were having garage repair done. They were having work done on the garage of their house. They had a safe in their garage, and it was inside the safe that was removed and opened, and the safe was brought back. They lost a bunch of other stuff in the process, according to his book. And what her story and his story are exactly the same. That they were having repair work done, and that's when they sued, and it was the first case to go to go into the court system over something like that. And they were like saying, this was taken from our home. And we're like, well, there's no proof that it was taken from your home, and you're a celebrity, so it can be put into the domain. They're allowed to display it.
And it had to be like a VHS, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vibe. VHS.
So, Riggins.
Oh yeah.
Not only do you suffer from chronic diarrhea, your dog used to always say has the same problem you do. Like, you know, the dog's always got the diarrhea.
Yeah.
Lettuce does it for you.
Yeah. Lettuce. Iceberg romaine. Really doesn't matter.
Any kind of leafy green or just lettuce?
Just lettuce.
Spinach? No?
No.
Okay.
And I love, you know, roasted vegetable. It's not vegetables, it's lettuce.
Mm-hmm. So what about your dog's diarrhea yesterday?
So I go take the dog out, and he's got diarrhea. That's the story. So I'm like, what the hell is this about? He's done fine. He had diarrhea when he was a puppy, but it stopped. He's got diarrhea. I'm like, damn it. So now I'm like picking it up out of wet grass, and that's not a fun experience. Yeah, in front of a museum.
Stop. You know,
where there's people like looking at art and things. And I'm in Crocs and gym shorts, like picking up wet diarrhea.
But when you got a dog that's having the diarrhea, instead of picking it up, you should be able to. The law should be to where you can just sprinkle some of that stuff on it that they put on vomit in the schools.
And then walk,
when it happens,
walk away.
Yeah, just leave it there to dry it up.
And I agree. Because I'm just making more of a mess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it. But I don't want to be looked at as someone. They're like, that guy just let his dog poop and he's not going to pick it up. That's so bad. So I do my best and I picked it up and I'm like, what in the hell? So he's done and we're continuing our walk and we make it a little bit further and he's doing real good on the leash. So I reach in my pocket. I wear these running pants and I reach in my pocket to give him a treat and I'm like, there's no treats in there and it's wet. Like the inside of my pocket is wet. I'm like, what in the hell? And then I piece it all together. When I had put on the pants originally, they were on the floor of my bathroom. I thought that was weird. I had had treats in the pocket from the morning walk. He opened the door to the bathroom, went inside, pulled the pants down onto the floor, and then foraged the treats out of the pocket. So that damp pocket was just his, like, slobbering, trying to get in there. And I was like, what is that? And I went, oh, you son of a bitch. Like, that was you. And so he ate a ton of treats that were in my pocket.
And were there remnants of the treats melted in there from
like
the
crumbs? Yeah. Like it was like wet crumbs.
Ew.
Yeah.
That was not a treat for you.
It was not.
Yeah, that's gross.
And that's probably why he had diarrhea.
Absolutely. So, but what treats are you giving him that would give him diarrhea?
Special treats, like,
oh, of course,
you know, when you're walking and you got to really reward them, you give them what they call a high value treat that can be like lunch meat, but I don't want to walk around with lunch meat, so I get those, you know, pepperoni sticks things because he freaks out over them. They smell good, they look like Slim Jims, so I break them up and put them in my pocket. I'm like, yeah, you're doing good, bam, 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 bam. So I had a pocket full of them from that morning. And he went to town and ate like 6 pounds of pepperoni. had violent diarrhea. And he's like looking at me. I'm like, this is your fault.
In front of the museum.
Yeah.
So what is it that your family calls it? Hot butt.
Hot butt. Yeah, my brother started calling it that. You got that case of the hot butt. Just when it's just your whole butt is hot.
Yeah.
And that's what he had. But he brought it on himself, stupid ass. That's why you don't be opening doors.
Yeah. And you're a dog. What are you doing opening doors?
You open the door if it's closed and, like, if it – I mean, if it's not where you would have to turn the knob to open it.
Not only can he turn the knob to open the door, which he does in all the doors.
All right, the knob is round or is it a handle?
It's a handle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Puts it, pulls it back. He can unlock the doors as well.
He can unlock the doors?
The front door is a –
push button thing?
No, not a padlock, but a bolt.
Yeah.
Deadbolt.
Yeah. Deadbolt. Undoes that.
What?
So I have to put a barrier in between the front door and the hallway so he doesn't even get to the door. Because he can just, all you got to do is put some weight on that deadbolt and it'll flip open. Then you hit the handle and he can wedge his little fat ass foot in there.
Just it's watch insane. You do it and that's how he learned? Yeah. What the heck?
So... Is that one of the? Horrible. Is this the type of dog? Is it one of those dogs that seems like they never get out of the puppy stage?
I don't know,
because there are some dogs that they say just stay constantly into everything, and you can't turn your back on them for very long, or they'll be, you know, like a puppy. Yeah. Even when they're, you know, 6 years old, they still act like a puppy, playful like a puppy.
They said once you get him neutered, he'll chill out, but. So when I neutered him, he started humping more stuff.
Yeah, just to spite you.
Yeah. All of his toys he's humping.
Stop.
Mean mugging.
You know that girl dogs do that too.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's to show dominance, to establish dominance.
Oh. Yeah.
Like he used to tell these toys who's the boss.
That's right. Exactly.
Show us who's the boss.
It's a moose, and he's just like going to town on. And I can tell when he's about to do it because he starts pawing it under himself.
Say my name, Mr. Moose. My name.
And now I don't even stop.
Let him have his fun.
Oh, stop. I don't want to see that.
But he's not doing it for sexual reasons.
Stop it.
I don't know.
I don't think he is. If he's had his balls cut off, I don't.
There's no way I'm going to sit around and just let that happen. It's like, hey, stop.
Why not? If you're doing what you got to do, let him do what he got to do.
Yeah, well, I'm a human.
Okay, well, everybody's got needs.
Stop that.
Yeah,
somewhere else.
If they were supposed to masturbate, they would have opposable thumbs.
True.
Hey, that's law.
That is a law.
It's the law.
Hey, that's law.
Yeah. So,
well,
I had diarrhea and I cleaned him up and got back. I got like Huggies wipes everywhere. It's bad.
I wonder what he would do if you got one of those robot dogs, like that looks like a dog that they give to the people in the old folks' home.
Yeah. Just bring that in.
Yeah.
I'll trade him out for a robot
dog. Just see if he would be freaked out by it.
I don't know. He likes little dogs.
Mm.
I don't know. Did you get one?
So, my little friend Jenny just got a new. It's a rescue German Shepherd, and she already had one German Shepherd that's pretty old. And he acts like an old man all the time. Well, this German Shepherd that she just got is about a year old, so it's technically a puppy, but it's bigger than the old man German Shepherd. Yeah. But she is constantly, that's why it made me think of that. She looks like she's full grown, but she's not. And she's constantly like, he'll just be laying on his bed. Like, they have beds at our house, that the dog's beds that they use when they come over. And all he wants to do is just get in that dog bed and just lay there and go to sleep. Or just lay there and stare at everybody. Kids get down and play with him. He's like, but she's constantly, they call it plots because they're German. She'll plots for a second, and then she's back up again, chasing toys. Throwing toys over, like bringing them to me, dropping them up, and then I have to throw it, and she go get it and come back. And about every time she heads out to get the toy, she steps on the other one's face.
Oh my God.
He's hating life. He's like, oh, that's so annoying.
Like, he could tear her apart if he wanted to. Like, one day I know he's just going to snap.
Just doesn't feel like dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, okay.
I love her name, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the dog's name's Lex.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. The new one. The old one's name's Ruger.
They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love German Shepherds. I send her videos on Instagram of German Shepherd puppies and German Shepherd dogs all the time.
Who, Jenny?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She's listening right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
The dog or Jenny?
Both.
Yeah.
All of them.
Oh, hi, girl.
Because we said something on the radio about not doing Share Funny. Mm-hmm. And she said, you got to do Share Funny because I need something to listen to while I'm working out.
Oh,
she's
working out.
She's working out right now?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, girl.
Yeah, girl, you got it. You got it.
Fix your form.
And she is one of those that, I mean, she's tiny, tiny, but she sweats like a big fat hog.
Gross.
I mean, just, yeah. Just dripping off of her.
Ugh.
Crazy.
Hoodie all dripping wet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I couldn't wear a hoodie while working out.
She's disgusting.
Stop.
It's like, I hate her.
Face all red.
Like, I hate your stinking guts.
Yeah. Yeah.
No makeup on.
Dear Jenny.
I hate you. And your sweaty hoodie that you wear when you work out because it's gross. You sweat so much.
Nasty.
It's nasty.
You stink.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Ooh. We have an update on a case. A long time ago, we talked about this incident when it first happened. A 42-year-old guy named David Werking, W-E-R-K-I-N-G. That may be his middle name. His last name, I think, is off.
I should not laugh at that. Damn, that's funny.
Because he is the one who a few years ago called the cops on his parents for throwing away his massive porn collection.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that guy.
So David Werking sued his parents. Because after his divorce, he had moved in with his parents, and then he moved to Muncie, Indiana. And he was he told his parents to ship all of his stuff. There were 12 boxes of porno in his stuff. Ship that to Muncie to him. Well, instead of doing that, they said they threw it away. And his dad said, frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all that stuff. Well, a district court in Michigan just ruled in his favor.
Really?
Yep. He has until February to decide how much he wants to ask for in damages. He estimated the collection being worth $25,000, but his attorney says some of the things were irreplaceable. Of course, his attorney's going to say,
yeah. And says it's worth way more than mm-hmm. what the guy is saying. He said up to 75.
So he left a porn collection at his parents' home.
Yes.
And asked his mother and father mm-hmm. to send him his porn. And when he didn't receive it, he sued them.
Yep.
And now probably in excess of $25,000. They've already lost. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of settling on the amount of damages from his parents.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff like not just movies and things like that, but some toys and all of those things.
This dirtbag.
But, yeah, so into the porn that he's got at least a $25,000 collection. And now his parents are going to have to pay him. That's good conversation at Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Welcome to Muncie. Yeah, that's like his hobby, though. I mean, if you take the porn out of it, let's say there were baseball cards.
Yeah.
And the parents burned them or destroyed them or whatever. I'd think the same way. It's not what I'm into. I think it's gross. I don't have that kind of relationship with my parents where I would feel comfortable storing porn at their house.
And but then asking them to ship it to you.
That's it. Then you go back and go, hey, ship me my porn.
Yeah, but it wasn't theirs to throw away.
Yeah.
You know, even though, because he's grown and they had allowed him to stay there. It would be like if your landlord came in and decided that since you were moving, that these boxes of stuff, these old family pictures that you have, they needed to go because, you know, you had a bad childhood and I'm doing you a favor by throwing away all of these pictures.
I disagree. It's not like that. It's not like your landlord because it's your parents and you're asking your parents to send you your boxes, your porn collection.
No, I know morally it's not the same and on a disgusting factor, but legally I think it's the equivalent of a landlord coming in and just deciding to throw away your stuff.
Thank you, Joe, who just sent a message that said, 12 boxes of porn? Damn. Yeah,
that's a lot. I mean,
God. A lot of VHS.
Yeah. It's got to go through all of the, probably the stages of porn distribution. You know, old films, videos, DVDs, thumb drives.
Sure. And a lot of sex toys, and they said paraphernalia. I don't even know what that means.
God, the toys is like the worst part, I think. As a parent, you're like, oh, what do you use this for?
Right? Yeah, I'm wondering if he uses those when he's strictly when he's alone or when, you know, he has those for dates.
Oh, I think they're collector's pieces. I don't think he's using them, do you?
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. No. Collector's pieces?
Okay, do you think, let's say they're sitting in the garage or whatever. Do you think the parents just know, like, that's his, don't go over there. That's his, don't, you know they didn't, I can't imagine. They didn't look in there. They didn't look to see what was in there. They didn't go through any of it. They just figured, that's his porn. We're throwing that out. So they didn't know. They just were like, we're getting rid of his porn. You gotta
yeah, they knew what it was.
I mean, obviously they knew it was porn, but I don't think they went through it in any kind of a detail or anything.
They actually did because the father accused the son. He said, the problem is there is stuff with children in it. There's stuff with animals in it. Now, an investigation led police to believe that there was not evidence of that. But the fact that he said that to his son, I don't know. They didn't find anything due to the investigation.
Yeah.
But that's what he did, send that in an email to his son.
Okay.
Well, you know, there was a, we worked for a radio station in Huntsville, Alabama. And it wasn't a major broadcast company that owned it, that, you know, owned a bunch of other radio stations. So it wasn't like an iHeart company. It was a local owner who had grown up in Athens, Alabama, which is where the station was located, right outside of Huntsville. Sorry, Huntsville. And he was, or still is, a very devout Christian. And, you know, I don't know, knowing him as many years as we have, I don't know that I've ever really heard him cuss.
I don't think so.
His wife, you know, obviously the same way. And the only time he really came down on us for a radio bit we did, it was something we were doing where we were going to take women who wondered what goes on at a strip club. We were going to take them to Birmingham to a strip club, and he got really mad about that. But that was it. That was the only thing. So they did this trade show where, you know, local vendors, stores, and all come into the convention center. And they set up a booth, you know, like those wedding shows. And it may have been a wedding show. They were one of the first, I think, to do those wedding bridal showcase things. And they had sold a sponsorship. One of the salespeople had sold a sponsorship to a lingerie store, which goes along with, you know, getting married, get your lingerie. They're in there setting up their booth. And he's standing there, and he's just talking to him because he'd never met the client. The salesperson was introducing to him, like, "Hey!" And while they're talking, he's getting to know this guy. The people who work at the store, who were setting up the booth, start taking out all these dildos and vibrators and all this stuff, and hanging them on the pegboard behind it, like putting them on display right there. And he lost it. He was like, "Oh no." No, no, no.
Oh, boy.
We are not having that.
Nope.
We are not. And we got a contract with you and everything, but you show your tasteful lingerie that you have, and that's it. You're not showing sex toys in here.
Tasteful lingerie. It's like turtlenecks.
And he's a great, we love him. He's a really great guy. But how strict he was about that stuff, they would go in, and this is, you're not supposed to do this.
Well, are you going to tell?
Never mind. Well, he didn't own a radio station anymore, was it? Does it matter?
Is it statute of limitations or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah. They used to go in and take out songs that they didn't like in the top 40 or condom commercials.
What?
They would edit them out.
That's how long ago was this?
20-something years. 25 years ago.
It was late 97, 98,
something. 95 to 97.
Yeah.
That's 25 years
ago. You think he's still like that?
Oh, yeah. We still know
him. Still talk to him.
Wow.
I talked to him not long ago. Great guy. Mm-hmm. Great guy.
Yeah,
he and his wife both. fine people.
Yeah.
And the big reason for our success.
Yeah.
Because we were coming out of a bad situation where the radio station just demoralized us that we were working for. And he gave us the freedom to figure out what type of show we wanted to do and what worked best for us and all of that stuff. So, and obviously, with that freedom, we developed the best radio show in the history of the world.
Duh. Obviously. Yeah. Hello.
He used to keep everything, every day, he had a spiral notebook that sat in the middle of his desk. And every conversation that went on, he made notes and then drew a line across with the date and everything. So his entire day was in a spiral notebook.
Wow.
So if he ever needed, at the end of the spiral notebook, he would put the dates. So if he ever needed something, he knew to go back to, just go back into his spiral notebooks, you know, from this year. Oh, that's the date. And we had a meeting that day, and he would scroll through, boop, there it is. Okay, here are my notes from that meeting, da-da-da, and he had everything. It was, it, I mean, it's a very old school way of doing it, but it worked.
I wish I was that type of person.
And he actually did one of the, what I think is one of the coolest bossest things to do. When he finally sold his radio stations, he had four or five, and one of the big broadcast companies came in to buy. They'd been after him, sell, 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 and he wouldn't sell. And finally he said, okay. Because his grandfather started the company. And he said, all right, I'll meet you in Atlanta. I'm bringing my attorneys. You bring everybody in your company that makes decisions that would have to approve whatever happens in these contracts, because I'm not coming back home and then going back and forth and back and forth. We're going to get it done today, that day, and we're not leaving until it's done. No negotiating, and then ask for this, and then come back in 2 weeks and all of that. So they sat in a big conference room all day into the night until they got a deal done. And that is unheard of.
Boss move.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
That's the kind of guy he was, though. If you wanted,
I love that.
When we worked with him, he may not agree with you and tell you, we're not doing that. I don't want to do that. Because we threw a lot of ideas at him. He said, we're not going to do that. But when you threw one out and he said, okay, then the only question, now, how do we take it from here to here? You know, how do we make it bigger? What do you need to do it right? You never had to scrimp. You never had to be like, well, we can make this work. You know, he was like, what do you need now? If we're going to do it, how do we do it right? And you tell him, okay. And we would agree on what we were going to use. And boom. And he always gave you the tools that you needed to make it work. You couldn't ask for anything more.
That's awesome.
And one of his biggest rules was that nobody in that area should ask for a T-shirt from the radio station and not get one. And you go out, he had a big detached garage from the radio, from the studio building. And you go out there, and there were boxes stacked ceiling high with radio station T-shirts. So much so that the news one night, top story was that there was a hostage situation in a house. And they finally talked the hostage out, and it showed him walking him out of the house. He was wearing a station T-shirt.
I
swear.
Yeah. I love that.
It was the lead story on all three networks at the time in Huntsville. And it's like, oh, there they got our station T-shirt again. it was awesome.
I love it.
That's where we saw, same place, is where we were that day. I don't know if you know this story or not, Alexa. I know Riggins knows it, that TJ's yelling at me down the hall. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And I go running down the hall, thought something was wrong. And the two guys that were working on the tower, one of them had, they were brothers, and one of them was laying on the hood of his truck, and the other one had a pair of pliers, and he just pulled his tooth out of his, on the hood of the truck.
What?
Yeah, because it takes a certain type of person to work on a radio tower where you're just climbing up, and I wouldn't do it. Let me put it that way. You got to have a certain mentality to do that. And they were from Mississippi. They contracted from Mississippi to come work on the tower, and they weren't going home to a dentist.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to stop working. So it's like, my tooth's hurting. Just pull it out.
Yeah. Pull it out. In the middle of work.
Pull it out. Yeah. Let me climb back up there.
Spit out some blood, went back to work. Well, same two guys, though. Same two guys. This guy, the owner, told us, laughing. He's like, we were talking about, I think it might have been after we told him about seeing him take the tooth out. He's like, hey, I had to go out there yesterday and tell him, what do they ever call it? You got to hook off to the tower, the safety line. That's the law. And said he looked up while they were talking, and one of them's going up the tower, and he's not attached to anything.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, hey, you know, he had to go hook up a safety thing. He's like, he ain't going but halfway up. Well, halfway up is like 20 stories in the air. He's dead if he falls.
And he's shimmying up that thing like a monkey.
No. And he had to tell him, guys, I'm going to fire you. I mean, you either use a safety line, I'm going to fire you. Can anybody go and die out here? And nobody, they're, you know, just old guys from Mississippi. Like, anybody going to die?
Yeah.
Just do it, or I'm going to have to let you go.
That's right. Fine.
Yeah.
I think they would be the last guys to go down fighting for having to wear a seatbelt. I ain't putting a damn seatbelt on.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ Button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ Button.
I set Alexis up this morning with one of those snooty, snide women type insults, like kind of a subliminal thing. She gets lashes. What do you call them? Would they be implant weave
extensions?
Like a lash extension?
Weave lashes.
Yeah, weave lashes.
But don't they tie them to your regular
lashes? Yeah, they're extensions. Yeah. They're individuals.
Yeah. So. She gets those done, and there's always a different, like one clump of the hairs would be like a stop sign red or purple or something like that.
Stop sign.
So she came in today, and she told us yesterday she's going to get her lashes done. So she came in, and I said, oh, yes, you got your lashes done. She goes, yeah. I said, you know, I like them much better when it's just one color, when it's just black. And she goes, but these have colors in them. And I said, oh, I know.
Shut up.
That's the point.
That's why I said it.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
It's my staple look.
That's your thing?
Oh, that's my thing, yeah.
That's your staple.
It's like my staple thing.
Hmm. You know, all my staples are in my stomach, so.
Do other people notice that it's your staple look?
Always. Everybody will always comment. They're like, I've never seen that before. That's so cool. I'm like, thank you.
Really?
It's your signature look.
Signature. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Not staple.
Is that why you said it?
It's an interesting choice.
Especially now that you have masks on and you go to stores and stuff. That's the only thing that people really see. So,
that's true. So you want them to see something gaudy?
Not gaudy.
I'm kidding. The gold teeth are a little much, though.
Stop. Yeah. That'd be cool if I had only one gold tooth, though. You don't think?
Hmm? No.
I do, yeah. I think that'd be great for the prison yard.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be honest with you. I don't think.
I think I could pull it off.
You like that sweet brown or whatever.
I got bronchitis.
Hey, do y'all realize that the next time we see Ace after today, he will be remarried?
He's going to be a married man.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just, wow.
We should have a quick bachelor party.
Yeah.
Let's just go home.
Yeah. Be the only bachelor party ever where the fiance had to be there. She'd be like, you're not having shit without me. I'm going to make sure you don't get COVID so we can't go get married.
Oh, yeah. Like, our world pretty well shuts down after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we have to go take the test Wednesday, me and Amanda and Cade. And then once you test negative, you send those results off to Jamaica, and you got to be ready when you get there because they've cleared a path for you to roll in. So
now, will they test you when you get there?
I think so. Yes.
Because honestly, well, you go get a test tomorrow and send it to them. It's all clear. You still got a week before you leave.
Yeah, I think when we land, you have to take one to get into the country. Clearing customs.
Can you imagine doing anything medical in Jamaica?
I mean, I don't know that to be true.
Are they going to be witch doctors swabbing you up
and
in there?
I could be wrong on that, but I thought you're supposed to. And I know you're supposed to wear, like, when you check in, you have to wear a mask, and you're supposed to wear a mask when you're walking through the common areas of the resort and that kind of stuff. But once you're out on the beach, you're fine because everybody's distanced. And once you're – we have a pool. Our room has a pool, so I don't
have – Your room has a pool?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a little –
splash pool?
No, it's like a small
is
little
it jacuzzi?
Pool. No, it's like a semi-private pool. The section, each room has its own little pool.
That's dope.
Yeah, not big enough that you would like swim in on it, but like you just want to hang out or whatever over there, and it's got like a little chair. It could roll off the way I've seen the pictures of it, the living room and the bedroom open out onto like a little patio area where there's a pool that's probably about not as big as this room.
That's nice.
Yeah, and you just kind of – so in the morning, if you want to just hang out there during the day, you can hang out, lay around your own little pool and not bother with anybody. The other place, it was completely private. This place, I think it's kind of semi-private.
So you're going to have to put on clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
You know, I don't know. You don't have
to. Have you been to Jamaica before?
Never been to Jamaica. No, wait. No, I've never been to Jamaica.
It's very, very easy to get weed on there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're going to get you some of that, what the kids call ganja.
That ganja.
It hasn't occurred. I hadn't really
very
thought about
easy
it.
To get. You know, I've been there.
Jamaica.
Been there, done that.
I'm sure it couldn't be too difficult.
Oh, they offer it to you right as soon as people get off the plane.
But I've been to the, where all have we been? The Bahamas, and we did a couple of listener trips to the Bahamas, didn't we?
Yeah. And, the paradise of Cancun.
And
luckily we came back with our heads still attached.
Yeah. And I had
stop it.
Awesome vacation when you're in the Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands are nice.
Oh, they were incredible.
I've been there.
Except for the fact that, you know, opening at 8 means, if we get here by 8, great. We may be open, we may not be open.
Call it island time. Oh, you're on island time.
Island
time. So in other words, your ass is late.
Yeah. The little donut place across the street from the resort where we were, there was a little mall, a little strip mall thing. It had like a donut shop and a little grocery store type place. And it said, open at 8. And every morning, we'd be out there walking around or whatever, and I'd look over. We went with another family. And we were going to play tennis one morning and glanced over, like, there's a line of people at the donut shop. It's like 8:10. Nobody's there. And it's all tourists who wandered across the road over there. It's what the hell? We can't get anything. And at the grocery place, you'd check out. And, you'd go over and get some stuff if you wanted it, whatever. And no rush. You'd be talking. You'd have your stuff on the counter. Not that I had a lot. I didn't have a lot of stuff. Just say, we're going to put some stuff in your room, whatever, in your little area. And they'd be checking you out, and like you had 5 things, and they'd check out 1 and 2 and be talking to you, and then they'd stop and talk to the lady that was checking out. And maybe the lady who's checking out over there is now in the conversation. There's 3 of them talking.
Yeah.
And I'm still standing here. I need you to scan this one thing so I can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, there's a reason why we feed the world.
Yeah. I didn't think about that, though. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. I made a mess over here. Sorry.
Oh, you spilled something?
I spilled a little coffee.
Did you get it on Ace's computer?
No, I saved it.
Oh, and you're trying to sop it up with a Kleenex?
It's not a Kleenex. It's a napkin. Stop.
I threw up. Somebody get a Kleenex. I need a Kleenex. I threw up. Like, what?
Oh, thanks, Rob.
Okay. I kept it all in my purse, so it's okay. So I threw it in my purse.
Somebody give me a Kleenex.
Ew.
I didn't Kleenex to clean off the outside of my purse, so nobody don't know. I'm going to do the rest at home.
Gross.
Can somebody pay for my drinks? My Visa card has vomit on it now.
Yeah.
I have seen that. girls try to throw up in their purse.
Oh,
yeah. I had a buddy one night at a bar, all you could drink for $5 on a Wednesday night at Pepe's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when I was in college, and he got hammered. And I was walking back to the we had kind of met up with these two girls, and we were walking back to the table with the girl that I was trying to hook up with, and thought, that's weird. Why does our table have a big old towel on it? That's odd.
Ew.
And she said, oh. And she looked up, and her friend was coming out of the bathroom, and she was furious. And it turns out my buddy had tried to throw up into a long neck bottle so she wouldn't know and made a mess, and it was gross. And he got, yeah. And that was the end of the.
I've never done
the
that.
The evening ended.
Yeah.
You've never thrown up, tried to throw up into a beer bottle? I don't think. I think even wasted, most people would think, no, that's not a good idea. I'll never make that.
But he's sitting at the table with the girl. And I even told him later, like, I get what you were going for there, but there is no way that he was. Well, I mean, I realize that now. Yeah. But at the moment, you just, you know, it hits you and you're just panicked. Like, oh.
No, I've always been able to, hold it, keep my composure. It was only one time. It was three birthdays ago. And we had been drinking Hennessy all night, which is the worst thing in the whole entire world.
Mm-hmm. If I had a nickel for every time I had been drunk on the Hen Dog.
Do you know who I was with, though? The girls that did my nails. All the girls from my nail shop were like, do you guys want to come hang out with us? We have a couple tables at this club. And I was like, okay. So we go, and they have all these Hennessy bottles, and it's just Hennessy shots after Hennessy shots.
Can you guess who I was with? I can make an educated guess.
Well, they're all Asian girls. I didn't know that they drank Hennessy. I didn't know that. But we go, and I was feeling so sick, and we get into the Uber, and I was like, hold on one second. And I just opened the door, and I just had to, throw. But at least I was outside the Uber, and that's then I held my composure till I got home. But that's the worst I've ever gotten.
I've done the whole walking through the parking lot, people yelling your name, and I throw wave to them, like, up. Not say a word. Yeah. I can't say a word. I got to get between these two cars. You know, where are you going? Just one arm up in here.
So, yeah, I mean, we went out to dinner and I'm drinking my Hen Dog.
I hate Hennessy. I don't know why people like it. It's disgusting.
That's a great.
It's a great girl benchmark too. Three birthdays ago, drinking Hennessy.
What is the other one that's blue? What is that one?
Incredible. Alizé.
Oh yeah.
No.
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I used to drink some Hypnotic.
Yeah, woo! I didn't know, but I figured.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Come back to Share Funny.
Coming back to the Chef Honey. So, a lot of people are still, you know, they always say if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, you've only got this many days or whatever. But with most people doing their shopping online, if you haven't done it yet, you're going to be looking at no delivery by the time Krima gets here.
You know it.
I had to go into a store yesterday, and I thought, gross.
Oh, my God.
You?
One of the good things about having the wedding and all this close to Christmas is that there are no Christmas gifts. So everything was that we were doing anyway was having to be sent to other people.
That's been my whole life.
So it was all cool. Like, okay, we're nothing to worry about, so we're good to go.
I have to get gifts for anybody.
Yeah, all of your family's Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. So I'd be chilling.
So they said if you order something and it's not there by Krima, then it says 45% of people will give the person a photo of the gift or a picture, a photo or a picture of the gift. And 28% would just give them an IOU note as a placeholder.
Ooh.
Like, I owe you one shirt.
Yeah.
Or I owe you one set of champagne glasses.
That sucks.
I tell you what I better get for Krima this year. Because I've been asking for a long time for, I want a wine goblet.
Goblet.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vibe.
You know, the glass, not like a king would drink from with the
chalice. Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Not a chalice.
I was like, that's cool.
What kind of wine goblet? What is
like
that?
They're glass, and instead of it being round and then small at the top, it's this size, like kind of small at the bottom, but then when it goes up, the mouth of the glass widens. It's on a stem, the whole thing.
Hmm.
I like the other one better.
Yeah, just Google wine goblet, and you see.
How about this? A long-running thing at my house was when Amanda moved in and we moved all of her stuff. You know, she had glasses, everything. And pretty much all I had was plastic.
Mm, surprise, surprise.
Right. But here's how I was raised. My mom was you have no reason to be putting anything in a glass unless it's a formal dinner. So if you come into this house and you're getting some water during the day, you better put that in a plastic cup. You better not use anything glass. So my kids were raised the same way. So one time Amanda went through and cleaned out all the plastic, and we put a bunch of it back, me and the kids, because my daughter came in and was like, what is this? And it became a running thing that, you know, Amanda can't understand the use of plastic cup. Why would anybody use a plastic cup? And I can't understand why anybody would want to use glass all the time. It was a running thing between my kids and Amanda. So at the engagement luncheon, one of the gifts that my daughter gave us are solo cups on top of stems. And it says like Mr. and Mrs.
Classy.
And all that we are taking with us to the wedding, and we'll use in our room, whatever. It says Mr. and Mrs. Little. And it's really, one's black and one's white, and they're just solo cups with these long stems sitting on top of it, and they're engraved around the edge like Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
on it. So
that's cute.
That's kind of cool. Mark says, I guess you must have to have a certain look to get offered weed in Jamaica. My wife and I spent a week there on our honeymoon. We were only approached by people selling straw hats.
Oh, what? Oh,
well,
I guess I have that look.
That's me.
God, but I hope you don't have to get a COVID test there, though.
I know.
You know, because that's medical stuff.
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
You're there.
I know. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're there. You don't want to die there.
Yeah, I'm already there. Whatever.
It's the beach.
Yeah, we made it. I'm not going to get to see the beach if I don't take the test. So. Yeah.
But, you know, brain surgeon in Jamaica would barely be a baker in the United States.
Stop.
You know what I do expect, though? The last time,
hot dog vendor.
Yeah.
Stop.
The last time I went out of the country, when we went through customs, when my daughter and I went to Poland, we did it in Germany, in Munich, in the airport in Munich. And it's all automated. Like, you walk up and hold your passport up and press it against this thing, and it scans out, and your picture comes up on a big screen over your head. Then it goes, and it approves you, and the doors open, and you go walking through. And it's badass. I mean, like, it was really cool.
How big is the screen above you where your picture shows up?
Oh, it's probably like 8 feet above your head.
Everybody can see it?
8 feet from the floor. Oh. Yeah, it verifies that you're, because there's one person who's kind of monitoring the lanes. And when they hold it up, if the picture doesn't match, they just shut that. They just lock you in so you can't go through the door. I have a feeling it's not going to quite be the same when you go through customs in Jamaica.
So.
No.
I remember that time that we went through, I think it was in Cancun or the Bahamas on a listener trip one time, TJ. And remember, you're standing there and it has a red light, green light.
Yeah.
And the bar that comes down in the airport, I think it was Cancun.
Red light, green light.
Red light, green light. And you stand there, and the little bar goes up, and it's like green, 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 red. Oh, that guy's random pick. And they pull you out of line. I'm trying to count the people. Like, oh, just, and I didn't have anything on me, but it's like, damn, I don't want to get pulled over in Mexico and have to talk to the cops. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't think it's going to be quite.
Get your jalapeno fondled.
His gringo ass.
That's a true story. The guys went down a day early. We were going to do our show from this resort. They went down a day early with all the equipment, and they got stopped in the airport and pulled into a room. And after about 2 hours, the girl that worked with us, Angie, her husband finally said, it occurred to me, oh, wait a minute. And so while these guys come and ask about what they were doing with the equipment and blah, 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 where'd it come from, and da, 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 her husband just had put $200 bills in his hand. And he said he just put his hands on the table. He started, he goes, I don't know what other questions you want me to ask. And he raised his hands like, you know, into the air. So the money's sitting on the table. I don't know what else you want us to do. I mean, we've answered all your questions. We're just here to do a radio show. And the guy was like, one moment. And he walked away and came back and like, you're free to go. Mm-hmm. He was like, damn it, why didn't I figure that out an hour ago that what they were looking for was cash?
Yeah.
Dummy.
You know my people.
That was in Mexico.
We all the same.
Oh, okay.
Or as El Salvador calls it, the promised land.
This is Cher Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.